call from the United States of America. Stand by, Americans. Stand by, servicemen and women of the United Nations. Here's Mail Call, one big package of words and music and laughter delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear in answer to the requests you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Tonight's Mail Call is dedicated to the servicemen and women from the state of Oklahoma. And standing at the microphone now to speed this Oklahoma tribute on its way is a young lady who is a native of that great state and one of whom it may well be proud. For in Hollywood, a place of miracles, she accomplished one that had never been heard of in the history of the industry. In one great picture, she not only established herself as a top-flight star, but received the Motion Picture Academy's award for the most outstanding performance of the year. The picture, of course, is The Song of Bernadette, and its star and your mistress of ceremonies, Miss Jennifer Jones.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, fellas. And thank you, Harlow Wilcox, for that lovely introduction. Of course, I don't expect my radio mistress of ceremony will win any awards, but I am grateful for this opportunity to salute my fellow Oklahomans and all of you, wherever you may be. First of all, I'd like to tell you that the song Oklahoma from the show Oklahoma has been chosen by the Oklahoma legislature as the official state song of guess where? Oklahoma. And here's the Armed Forces Radio Orchestra and Chorus to play and sing it for us now. Forces Radio Orchestra. Now, fellas, as I told you before, this is my first attempt at being a mistress of ceremonies. Not that I'm backing down or anything, but there's a gentleman on the program who for many years has been acknowledged the greatest MC of them all. So, as a mark of respect, before I introduce your other mail call correspondents, I think it only fair to ask him to take a little bow. Here he is, Frank Fay.
Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you. I hear your new picture since you went away is a dolls-y doll. I hear that. And I must say it was mighty nice of you to invite old Fezzy out here to take a teensy wincy bow. Of course, if I ever took a big bow, you'd need a Derek to straighten me up. But really, Jennifer, I am glad that you've invited me to share this master of ceremonies job with you.
Oh, I didn't mean that you should share the job, Frank. No. I just thought it would be nice if you came out for a bow.
It is nice, Jennifer. Very decent indeed. But I think you ought to know inviting me to take a bow is like inviting a tiger to nibble off half your hand. You see, Jennifer, when I get in front of an audience, I have a nervous habit of talking.
Fellas, in introducing Catherine Grayson...
Catherine Grayson? What a dish. Oh, she's that young singing star, isn't she?
Yes, Frank. Catherine is a very young girl.
Well, you're not exactly ready for a night watchman's job yourself. Just think of it. Catherine Grayson and Jennifer Jones on one program. This must be hag night on mail call.
Look, Frank, there's somebody in the wings that wants your autograph.
My autograph? Well, fancy that. I'll be right over.
Alone at last. Fellas, our next guest is one I'm sure you're going to enjoy. You've seen her and heard her lovely voice in such movies as Seven Sweethearts and As Thousands Cheer. And here she is, Catherine Grayson, singing the waltz song from Romeo and Juliet.
Evil.
Introducing your next mail call contributors, I'd like to...
Who are the next contributors, Jennifer?
The Merrimacks, Frank. But I want
the
to...
The Merrimacks? Well, they are wonderful. I used to hear them all the time on the Fred Allen program. They made lots of pictures.
Yes, Frank, but...
And just scads of records. The jukeboxes are full of them. As for personal appearances, well, they just pack them in the theaters all over the country.
Now, I know that, Frank, but I'd like to...
And now they're back in Hollywood, aren't they?
Yes, Frank.
And they're going to sing a swell novelty number called Pass the Biscuits, Miranda. Isn't that right, Jennifer?
Mm-hmm.
Well, go ahead, Jennifer. Introduce them.
Thanks a million, Frank. Fellas, here's...
The Merrimacks singing Pass the Biscuits, Miranda.
Rifle shooting mountaineer.
Mountaineer.
Oh, he loves a mountain feud, and he also loves good food. And when he goes home to supper, you will hear.
Oh, you will hear.
Oh, pass the biscuits, Mirandy. I'm just as hungry as Sim. Pass the gravy, Mirandy. I need some sop to sop him in. Since 9 o'clock, I've been sitting on a rock, shooting everything in sight. I shot the boys and a dozen Barton boys. Shooting gives a man an appetite. Pass the biscuits, Mirandy. Pass them and kiss me goodbye. They're so heavy, Mirandy. I think that I'm a-gonna die. Then he heard a rifle crack. And another broke the dishes on the shelf. Then he grabbed his trusty gun, cause the battle had begun, and he knew that he must then protect himself.
Protect himself.
Oh, pass the biscuits, Mirandy. I'm gonna load up my gun. I'll use biscuits for bullets. I'll put them varmints on the run. All on the run.
He poured a ton of black powder in his gun, ran the biscuits into play. He took good aim, oh my goodness, what a shame. Bang, the gun exploded in his face.
Pass the bandage, Mirandy. I know that I'm gonna die. Darn your biscuits, Mirandy. I knew they'd get me by and by. Yes, I knew that they'd get me by and by.
Go ahead, Frank. Take over.
Me? Take over? Well, Jennifer, I can't. I see by my periscope that I'm the next one on the program. After all, one just doesn't introduce oneself, does one?
One like you does.
But, Jennifer, I think, well, I couldn't talk sensibly about me.
Why not?
Oh, you know how silly a fella sounds when he's talking about somebody he loves.
Well, Frank, I'd like to introduce you, but honestly, I don't know what to say about you.
What to say? Surely you've heard people talk about Frank Fay.
Yes, but I can't say those things. We're on the air.
Look, Jennifer, why don't you start with my picture career?
Picture career?
Mm.
I didn't know you were in pictures, Frank.
She is young, isn't she? Of course I was in pictures, Jennifer. My first picture was a Technicolor production called Under a Texas Moon. I'll never forget that first night on location. Way out on the plains, That big Texas moon was just coming into fullness.
And Texas was just coming into the Union.
You know, I'd like to hit you with your own Oscar, Jennifer. I'll have you know that ever since I made that picture, Texas declares a legal holiday once a year. And it's called Frank Fay Day. And they hold a big ceremony.
What kind of a ceremony?
It's in honor of my movie career. All over the state, people plant little trees. They nurture them tenderly. And when the trees grow into sturdy young saplings, they pick off one of the strongest branches.
And then?
And then if they catch a kid going to the movies, they beat the daylights out.
You win, Frank. I'll introduce you right now. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the famous star of vaudeville, musical comedy, radio, and A Tree Goes in Texas, Frank Fay.
Say, that's nice of you. You're very kind, Jennifer, getting all aside. Everybody's been so kind to me here. I've been in Los Angeles now. I got in about a week before this. And since that time, I can truthfully say I've been taken every place. I don't mean that the way it sounds. I mean, I have been more or less a guest, you know, strictly on the cuff in the vernacular. They took me to a cafe lounge. I couldn't get up. And last night, I went to the opening of a new night spot. The club, you're not allowed to mention the name. But I have never seen so many people. Boy, was it crowded. If you wanted to dance, you didn't need a partner. You just stood up and shook. I was there with a very lovely lady, a Miss Phyllis Crantantorts. She is of the Alabama Crantantorts, is it? They were formerly of Oklahoma. But there was a little trouble or something. They made her put it back. But she's a lovely... She really is a lovely lady. She said, Frank, you know, you look a little nervous and excited. And I said, I am, ladies and gentlemen. Naturally, on account of the draft and everything. Well, I don't mind being laughed at. But when it's dirty, it hurts. You know? But it's a serious thing, you know. 25 and under, we've all got to go. I didn't wait for that, though. I went down to see the man. I went down to the draft board. I walked in, big as life. I saw the man. I said to him, well, here I am. He said, what do you want? I said, I want to register. He said, the hotel is across the street. Well, I turned to my governess. And I said, Tanta, I said. Oh, she's lovely, too. Solid. I said, wait there, honey. And I looked back at this man, and I said, see here, there you, yep. Follow you. I'll have you know that I stand ready, willing, and equipped to fight for my country. And he said, what do you mean, equipped? I said, I still have my musket. I'll need a new ramrod, but that has nothing to do. Yeah, I'm talking about myself. That isn't what I want to do. I don't know whether any of you nice guys ever listen to me when I'm on the air, but if you do, you know how I've tried to get better words in these songs they write nowadays. Would you play that one thing? I want to show you. Let's get lost, lost in each other's arms. Let's get lost. Isn't that the silliest thing you ever heard? Let's get lost. Do you know anybody that knows where they are now? I tell you, the words they put in these things, you cannot sing them without busting out laughing. Now, here, I think, is the most concrete example of a silly lyric. Play this with as few mistakes as possible. I heard you cry
last night.
A snooper. And I know why. He hit her. He knows why. I heard you cry last night, and so did I. She hit him back. Il fate shows his mind. See, you're not ready. See, you're not ready. You've got to watch those things. Gosh, Major, did you see? Look, those are little nuances. Those mean so much to me. Mean a lot.
Well, I played the arpeggio.
I've had a lot of people... What happened to you?
I said I played the arpeggio.
Well, that's the way those things go. I didn't mean to offend him, but he hurt me then, because I was showing off a little for you, fellas. I was showing you a little French, you see, I said in there. I speak a little French. Sort of a summer French, I speak. I can say, il fait très chaud ce soir. That means it's very warm this evening. Of course, in the wintertime, I'm dead. I know. I wouldn't want you to think that I think all the songwriters of today are on the dipsy-doo side. Some of the greats, men like Jerome Kern, Vincent Yeomans, they have a lot to answer for, too. Now, Vincent Yeomans, who I admire greatly, but he has a song called Tea for Two. I'd like to pick on that a little bit for him. Just picture me upon your knee, just tea for two, and two for tea. Ain't that rich? Now, here's a guy that's got it all figured out. He's got enough tea for two. So he's going to have two for tea. If the third person comes in, they stab him. Just me for you, and you for me, alone, alone. I remember the old one about, come on up to the room, I want to show you my etchings and nylons. But come on up and take a peek at my tea leaves. That is nice. Nobody near us to see us or hear us. Who wants to hear two people drinking tea? No friends or relations. On weekend vacations, we won't have it known, dear, that we own a telephone. Makes a big thing out of it. All the guy has is a broken down cup of tea. And a telephone he won't let you use. Day will break, and you'll awake, and start to bake a sugar cake. Day will break, and you'll awake, and start to bake a sugar cake. The poor woman. What a future. She hops out of bed, washes her teeth, and bang, right to the oven. Nobody
nobody up but her. Feeling around in the dark for clout. He probably calls her up, too, to remind her. Says, oh, hello, honey. It's almost light out. What's cooking?
For me to take, for all the boys to see.
Can you imagine this guy going down to the pool room? And he walks in, see? And he says, gather around, my fellas. Guess what I've got? And all the one ball players throw down their cues and say, what, a new set of tires? He says, no, fellas, look. And he whips out his cake. Devil's food with a marshmallow center. Then all the boys hop up and down and say, yummy, yum. And they pick up the cake and hit them right in the...
We will raise a family, a boy for you and a girl for me.
Well, that's all right. But of course there is no comment.
Oh, can't you see how happy we would be?
This is Jennifer Jones again. This big letter from home tonight has been postmarked Oklahoma. Here's a smart salute to all you men who hail from the Sooner State. Look at old Oklahoma on a map, and it's just a giant butcher's cleaver. Grab hold of it with the panhandle, and the cutting edge is the Red River. But Oklahoma's more than just a piece of geography. It's 70,000 square miles of high spirits, youth, and good dreaming. They shoot straight in Oklahoma, and there's a fighting faith in the future. The pioneer spirit's still around. And, like 47 other states, Oklahoma has its eyes on tomorrow. The oil runs deep in the earth of Oklahoma. The sun shines bright. And tomorrow's almost here.
Well, that's it, fellas. The end of another mail call letter. Signatures include Jennifer Jones, Catherine Grayson, the Mary Max, Frank Fay, and yours truly, Harlow Wilcox. This program was arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear... This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.